podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and tonight we continue our practice in the book of Sirach. We turn to chapter 40 with verses 15 through 17. The offshoot of violence will not flourish, for the root of the godless is on sheer rock. They are like reeds on river banks, withered before all other plants. But goodness, like eternity, will never be cut off, and righteousness endures forever. The offshoot of Satan's violence will never flourish because it is rooted in the darkness, hatred, and destruction. Satan's tactics may bring temporary success and power, but ultimately they lead to ruin and despair. The root of the godless is on sheer rock, unstable and unable to sustain growth or life. Just as a plant cannot thrive in rocky soil, so too will the evil deeds of Satan eventually wither and die. On the other hand, goodness is like eternity. It is everlasting and unchanging. The righteousness found in salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord endures forever. It is a solid foundation upon which to build a life filled with love, joy, and peace. Goodness will never be cut off or destroyed because it is rooted in the eternal and unchanging nature of God. While evil may seem to have the upper hand at times, its victory is always fleeting. The light of goodness will always shine through the darkness, illuminating the path to redemption and salvation. Those who choose to walk in the ways of righteousness will find strength and hope in the face of adversity. They will be protected and guided by the hand of God, who is the source of all goodness and love. In the end, the offshoot of Satan's violence will never be able to overcome the power of goodness and righteousness. The roots of evil may run deep, but they will never be able to uproot the foundation of salvation that is found in Jesus Christ. As we stand firm in our faith and trust in God, we can be assured that goodness will always prevail in the end, for sharing salvation over evil will always rest in eternal life. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I am a poet, obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from a study of Sirach 40. It's a three-stanza poem. It's ongoing. Its title, that's verses 15 through 17. Its title, Goodness is Like Eternity. Amen. Violence breeds only destruction and pain. Its offshoots will wither and never sustain. For the root of the godless is on rocky ground. No growth from chaos, their confusing sound. But goodness, like eternity, will never fade. It stands strong, unyielding, and unafraid. Righteousness endures through every endeavor. A beacon of hope that will last forever. Though darkness may try to snuff out the light, goodness will always shine through the night. For in the end, it is love that will eternally prevail, and goodness will always be better than evil's cocktail. Amen. I'm Thomas Cruz Wiggins. It is May 3rd, 2024. recording this morning, 24 hours later at 5:33 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks for joining me as we move into our last New Jersey Emmaus poem today. I believe I might be repeating this one, but I'm not sure. So I wanted to share Mark Gallus's Rose Talk. And it really says a lot in his life of love towards coming to know Jesus Christ as his freedom. Amen. It's titled The Rose Talk. Access line your effort kind, shooting for the highest impact. He asks for a relationship to bind more than the devil wants to attack. There is healing in wounds, sharing what I've endured. Our own will is fruitless, consumed. God pushes me in the direction he reserved. Free those who are self-imprisoned. Plenty of people, even in this room. Wisdom is needed as your revision. Dead life was my will of doom. Security and freedom I wanted, but God had other plans. Angel saved my daughter, who now helps babies withstand. My dad was amazing. Christmas Day load up with a grin. So engaged in hurt, a grazing. 25 years I held it in. Rose flowers represent my walk. Heaven treasures I will be. I went to where he is to talk. God answered in an orange soda for free. Many years of closet prayer. Sin set in with shame. Rosary prayers called a ladybug with care. Orange wasn't more of the fame. Adoration overcame fall decorations, scaring my wife to hide. Main church and adoration overcame what we couldn't divide. And Dad's illness became prevalent. A brain tumor took him quick. 5 months he'll be gone, we couldn't prevent, before God would take him sick. Daughter became sick too. COVID took her fame. Our tears overcame this abuse. An angel my baby became. Teddy bear fell near me. Her room was lonely indeed. Hugging the bear, I would see. My daughter was there, I would concede. My snowman adventure. Building a life with him. Ladybugs of protection. Mother Mary over sin. Amen. I will title this My Snowman Adventure. Amen. Thanks again for joining us today across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. I hope you're feeling better today as we continue to nurse your sickness and hope that the Lord can overcome your coughing and anger of not feeling well. So we pray for you, my love, as we close today at 9:03 in the name of Jesus, calling out to his name as the only way to heaven and eternal life. Amen. Is Jesus Christ our Lord. And for you to believe that gives you eternal life as well in Christ Jesus. Amen. So close with his thoughts of securing salvation forever in your mind, where goodness always prevails over evil. May God continue to bless each and every one of us in Jesus' sweet name. Amen. God bless you. Jesus. 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 Oh, the sweet name of Jesus. Amen.